hear me? Amen. Let's just bow our heads for a little bit of prayer. Father, we just want to thank you this morning. Thank you for the privilege, Lord God, that you have given me to come here to this wonderful church. And Lord God, we just pray a blessing on everyone that's listening. I ask for your anointing. Touch every heart. Speak to every heart. And Father God, we just give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 So it has been a while since I've been here. And I just want to say that I thank Pastor Marty and Pastor Ryan for inviting me back. And since then, we went through the pandemic. I can't even pronounce it. Anyway, you know what I mean, all right? You guys have two wonderful men of God. They're genuine. And so when someone is genuine, you could feel it in your heart. And when they're not genuine, you know, but they don't know, you know. So I'm just saying that. And this is the truth. They're great men of God. And I thank God that I know them. So the world has changed. Everybody agree? Only half of the people. Everybody agree? Amen. The world has changed. When we went through what we did all last year, and I just wanted to say this, and I was asking the Lord, should I say this? Well, you know, as a pastor, I went through something that I never did before. So did you. The difference was I had some feelings, and I, you know what? I didn't know that it was depression. I went through a time when I was depressed. I didn't even tell my wife. I didn't know what it was. But after, I realized I had gone through some kind of depression. I've never been depressed ever in my life. But for some reason, that happened. And when that happened, I said, I have to hang on to the Lord. I want to go into God. I'm going to study Him. I'm going to learn. And then what I did do, I started reading Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And I was focused on all the red letter words. And I said, everything that Jesus said, I am going to do. And I started to do that, and a lot of things happened. And then I just want you know, when the Lord said He'll never leave you nor forsake you, He really mean it, all right? And I just want you to know that tonight, you know, when I was asked to come here, I thought about, you know, I thought about another topic that I was studying at the time that I wanted to speak. And then 2 weeks went by, and I'm thinking, and I'm making notes. And finally, I said, Lord, could you tell me, is that okay? Is that what you want me to talk about? And then He didn't say anything. 2-3 days go by, and then when I least expected, He said, I want you to talk on faith. So that's what I'm talking about tonight. I can't hear you. Hello? Okay, you are there. Okay. Now, I hope that I wanted to know that when this pandemic was all over, I wanted to get something out of it. How many know that Jesus is coming soon? And you know what? I believe this is like one of the last generation. But here is the great thing. You and I could have lived any time before now, but God waited until now for you to be alive. You know, because God is going to be pouring out His Spirit in miraculous ways, and He's looking for people that He can trust. Now, even, listen, if I didn't go through the depression, I couldn't counsel people the way I do now, because now I know what it felt like. You see, everything we go through, the Bible says all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose, right? And so that's why when the Lord said faith, I said, wow, okay, Lord, I didn't have anything on that. I've never spoken this. But the Bible said the just shall live by faith. Okay, now we hear about faith all the time, but the word is just thrown around. You know, that's a man of faith. You know, we hear that this is, you know, the Bible talk about the fruit of faith. The Bible said you hear about great faith, strong faith, little faith. So what is faith? Let's go to the Bible for the description, all right? So let's, could we have the scripture, Hebrews 11, verse 1 to 3. And I just for time's sake, it's all written here. I have it here. So I said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by the elders obtain a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. You see, so God is saying here, it's the substance of things hoped for, okay? And he is saying that it's the evidence of things not seen. And then without faith, it's impossible to please God. Now, let's talk about another script in verse 6. It says, Hebrews 11, verse 6, that without faith, it's impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. People are always saying, 2 days ago, I was counseling a family, and the 16-year-old daughter said, I don't believe in that thing you call God. And I was like waiting for the lightning bolt. But anyway, you know, but the Lord is gracious, and the Lord is bigger than that, you know. But anyway, I was just surprised that these things are going on today. If you're here and you have kids, don't let them watch just whatever they want on TV. I'm serious. You may not be able to control them when they go to their friend's house, but, you know, you need to warn them and tell them that when you put certain things in your mind and you try to get close to the Lord, you know what the devil does? He flashes that thing back in your mind and he shuts that whole thing down. Okay? How do I know that? Because I remember a long time ago before I got saved, I used to watch things I wasn't supposed to watch. And then when I try to get close to God, that truth, it's like a picture just shows up in your mind. And so we don't want to do that. Now, today the world has took a left turn, and we're praying that God is bigger. So we are trusting God. Today it's hard to know who to trust. But let me tell you something. Let's trust in God. He never fails. He will not fail you. But you have to stick to what he has said in his word. Because it is true. Okay. Now, let me explain something about faith. So before, what I want to do is to explain how faith, what faith is and how it really works. Because many times we don't pray for things because we figure, well, if I pray, it's not going to happen. But if a pastor pray, it will. Or if somebody else pray, well, let me tell you something. God said he's no respecter of persons. But there are some things we need to learn, okay? One of the things that we need to learn is that God always keeps to his word. So we need to make sure we have our face in that book and we are reading it and looking at what he is saying. Because if you pay attention to what he's saying and then act on it, then God is going to keep his word. So I heard a story. Let me tell you. It was a true story of this writer. He was sitting writing books. That's what his job was. And his little daughter came and said, Daddy, I need a little playhouse from all my toys, etc. And he was busy. And he goes, no. So she said, Daddy, I need a playhouse. And he goes, okay, all right, fine, playhouse. You got it. So she left, and for like 2 hours, she went and got all her toys out of the house, brought them out on the grass. And then he looked at his wife and said, hey, what is she doing? And then the wife said, you told her you're going to get her a playhouse. And so this man put everything down, went to the lumber yard, bought the thing, and built her a playhouse immediately. Why? Because his word was out there and he did not want that kid to be disappointed that he wasn't going to do it. It's the same way it is with God. He has given us his word, right? And so if we step out in belief and acting on what he has said, then guess what's going to happen? He's going to do exactly what he has said. You see what I'm saying? That's how it works. Now, the Bible also says in Hebrews, we just read it, 11:6, it says, without faith, it's impossible to please God, right? Now, when God was creating the world, he speaks. Every time you look in the Bible and you see what God is doing, he's always saying, he's always speaking. He's always saying, let there be. He's speaking. And when, you know, God speaks, Jesus is the one that does it, and the Holy Spirit, he lives in us and he's everywhere, right? And, you know, to be honest, even now, and I've been saved, you know, a long time, over 40 years, and I am still trying to understand the Trinity. But you know what? One day I will get it right. But as I read, I know that Jesus is dwelling, the Holy Spirit dwells in me, and many times, even now in my life, I thank God. There are days when he comes and he hangs out. He's right there with me. I don't know when he comes, but there are times I'm sitting about 3 months ago. I'm sitting and I'm building little electronic things and stuff. So anyway, I'm building all day and I'm sitting there. And all of a sudden in the morning, I had felt his presence. And then about 4 o'clock, I said, oh, you're still here. And I said, isn't it boring for you to just be sitting next to me? I mean, I'm doing things. He's not doing anything, but he's just there. And I said, isn't it a little boring? And I asked him about 3 times. And then some time went, I said, if that was me, I would be bored if I was just sitting next to somebody like that. And then I said, isn't it boring? And he spoke in a firm voice, and he says, it is not boring. Now, listen, I know you don't hear that from a lot of people, but let me tell you something. The Bible said Enoch walked with God, and he was not because God took him. Now, what does that mean? That God wanted to hang with Enoch, okay? Now, listen, I want him to hang with me. Okay, and I told the Lord, Lord, I know you love everyone, but I want you to like me. Okay, so you ask a wife, do you love your husband? Yes. Do you like your husband? No. I mean, that happens all the time, because guess what? Maybe she's mad at him at that time, you know. But that's how it works. But listen, when someone likes you, they don't mind seeing you anytime. And that's what I'm asking the Lord for. Help me to walk in a way that he can hang out with me like he did Enoch. The Bible said Enoch walked with God and God just took him. So one day God said, you know, Enoch, we've been walking 3 miles now and I'm closer to my house than your house. Why don't you just come home with me? Done. Case closed. You see, that's what the Bible says. Let's look at some examples of faith. I know all of this is leading somewhere. In Luke chapter 8, verse 23-25. Now, I know there may be a different version. I forgot to tell you guys what version I had it in, but it's okay. But as they sailed, he fell asleep. This Jesus, right? And there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. So the boat was filled with water. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. And he said unto them, where is your faith? And they, being afraid, wondered, saying one to another, what manner of man is this? For he commanded even the wind and the water, and they obey him. And when Jesus You ever think that you could do that? The Bible said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto that mountain, be thou removed, and it shall happen, right? Okay? Listen, a mustard seed is really, really small. So does my wife told me. I was talking to her. She said it's really small. But and he said, let me tell you something. We think we have to have big faith. We don't have to have big faith. We have to have strong faith. See the difference? That we have to have strong faith. Now, how do you get strong faith? Strong faith is, it's like Pastor Marty here, who is a strong guy, big muscles there. And let me tell you something, you exercise that faith, okay? You take a risk and you use what God, you do what God said in his word, okay? When David stood in front of Goliath and he says, who is this Philistine that's defying the living God? The Lord never told him that day he was going to stand up. He just knew his God. He was close to God. And he went and stepped out in faith. And let me tell you, for the last 3 years, I decided that I was doing that. So you know what I have been doing? Anytime somebody need a prayer, I said, I'll pray for you. I talk on the phone or some two people are talking and I hear something and I said, you mind if I pray? And I pray. And so this is what started to happen. For the last 3 years, I haven't been writing down every last thing, but for the first year, I kind of saw about 30% things were happening. And then the second year, it went up higher. And then now it's even higher. And I'm not bragging. I'm telling you what I've been doing. And by doing that, listen, sometimes we pray and we don't understand how faith works. Because, listen, God has different ways to fulfill your prayer, to answer your prayer. So you have to give God a leadway, you know. So it's like the pastor who had a church and a big mountain, a hill was behind the church. He wanted to grow build a bigger building, but this hill was there. And they prayed, Lord, we pray that you give us a bigger church. We just want to serve you, etc. And I heard what happened. There was a guy playing golf on the other side, and he hit a ball, and it landed up by the hill. And when he took the shot, and he looked at the kind of dirt, he came to the pastor. He said, you know, I'm about to build a golf course over there, and the dirt that we need is this kind of dirt. And so do you mind, we could buy some of this dirt? And the pastor said, you could buy it all. And guess what? This is a true story. And then what happened? They dug down the hill, and he got the space to make the church. Do you see what I'm saying? When we ask God for something, he doesn't always do it your way, because God is a great and mighty God. And sometimes we have to go to God and say, okay, how is there anything more further that I need to know? Could you give me a hint? And he will. That's how he is. We serve a God that sticks closer than a brother. Now, let me go on. Remember, there was Jesus was walking, and the centurion, he came to Capernaum, and the centurion came and said, Master, I have a servant that's ill. Jesus said, I'll come and heal him. And he says, no, Lord, you don't have to come and heal. Just speak the word only, and my servant shall be well. And then Jesus said, I have not seen such faith in Israel, but this centurion, he understood. He said, I'm a man of authority. I say to this one, do it, and I say unto that one, do it. But see, when you understand how faith works, and when you're walking with God. Now, let me tell you what happens to many Christians. They want to walk with God, but then they have a little sin in their life, you know. They want to walk with God, but then they lie over here, they cheat over here. Let me tell you what that, you know, let me, first of all, listen, God doesn't get mad at you when you commit a sin, because yesterday he knew you were going to do it anyway, okay? But here is what it doesn't hurt him, it hurts you and me. Because when we want something from God, all of a sudden we feel guilty and we say, well, I really wanted to pray for this, but God is probably not going to do it because, you know, I did something wrong, you know. And let me tell you something. So what you do, you ask God to help you to walk a pure life. And when you begin to do that, listen, not only does God bless you, but he blesses your family. I'm telling you, you can't imagine what I'm experiencing now, and I'm not bragging. It's really my kids. God set them up. My son just bought a house in Albany, and then where he bought it, there was a big round paved area that was really his land. And they just called him this last weekend and they said, hey, listen, you know, we're going to pave the road. Do you want us to put grass back in there? He doesn't even have to pay for that. You know how many thousands of dollars that would be? It's a big piece, big area. They're going to put grass there. And I'm saying, and I said to my wife, how does this happen? How come this, what a setup, you know? And here is the guy. When he's going to do a deal, he called us a few days ago before But just before the weekend, he called. He said, we're going to do a big deal. Can we pray? So here's a young man that's walking with the Lord, and he understands, in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Amen. Really, that is how that works. Okay, now faith is like the sixth sense, right? So God has given us five senses, right? If we never had eyes, we wouldn't be able to see. Is that right? We wouldn't know what's out there if we didn't have eyes. So he gives us the instrument of eyes. And if we never have hearing, we wouldn't hear a sound. We couldn't listen to music. If we didn't have taste, we couldn't taste our favorite food or thing that we want to eat. And if we didn't have the smell, we couldn't smell things that is dangerous to us, right? But listen, faith works the same way like the senses. So what does faith do? Faith allows us to reach into the spirit realm, right? So God gives us faith so that we can reach him, so that we could reach and call those things which be not as though they are. In the spirit realm, there's no time, right? So if someone has a bad kidney, you could pray and God can bring a reserve kidney and put it in their bodies. And we know that has happened all the time. Yeah, amen? Because that's what faith does. It works like your senses. So as I said, if you didn't have eyes, I could never know that there is light. So he gives us five senses, but faith is like a sixth sense that we can use. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. Notice, faith comes. You can't pray. You could, but that's not going to work. It doesn't say faith comes by praying. It says faith comes by hearing the word of God. So when you didn't go to church that Sunday, you may have missed a good sermon, okay? That's how that works, because God gives the food to the pastors to feed your spirit. So that's why I like going to church, because you never know what God has prepared for you, right? So God wants us to realize faith comes by hearing, and hearing his word. Okay, that's how that works. And you know, I'm always trying to learn how these things happen so that I can teach others. And I'm gonna close here. Jesus is he said he'll never leave you. I remember, you know, I was asking Jesus, I said, Lord, you know, in the Bible he never said you were fishing, or he never said what you were doing when you were in the boat, but I know he said you were sleeping a few times. What did you do in the boat? I asked him that, and I think I may have asked him twice. And one night I had a vision, and guess what? I saw him sitting in the boat with the disciples, and then I realized, guess what? I was in the boat too. And then I was looking and I was watching what he was doing. You know what I saw him doing? You know what a gourd is? It's like a large cup. He was sitting over, like, to my left, and he was just throwing water out of the boat. You know, it was like a big, like, canoe. Let me tell you something. We serve a God that wants to be close to you. Amen? And so we have to learn, when we walk a life pleasing to Him, He will give you the desires of your heart. Amen? The Lord knows what you have gone through. And all the things that you have gone through, the Bible said, all things work together to them who love the Lord. Okay? Who walk according to His purposes. God wants us to walk a pure life. And, oh, this is what I want to tell you. Change your outlook and say, instead of you want to walk and not sin, tell yourself, I want to build a relationship with Jesus. You know, that'll change your whole outlook. When you want to build a relationship with someone, you want to respect them. You want to know what pleased them and do it. Okay? And you know how I started? I started doing that by, when I would be typing into my phone, looking up a scripture, and it comes to God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, I take the extra time and make it a capital G, a capital H, and a capital J. And by doing that, it changed my heart. That changed my heart. It showed reverence. It's like the reverence for Him just came in my heart. And so guess what? I learned that I can walk with the Lord, and I want to walk with the Lord, and you will be surprised what He has done for you. And I see the time, so I'm not going to go over, so I'm going to stop. But let me tell you, if you any of you want prayer, just come up, and I will be glad to pray for you for whatever you want, Pastor Ryan.
Aren't you thankful for Pastor David? Don't you love when he comes? We love you, Pastor. We're thankful for him. Submit to the Lord and watch your faith grow. Amen. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for your word tonight. Thank you for this house. Thank you for this, your people. Father, help us to walk in humility and, Father, in honor to your name. We want to know you more. We want to sense you more. And we want to submit to your will for our lives, for our families. Thank you tonight for the word that was brought. We pray that you'd help us to grow our faith. Father, let us hear the word with clarity in this place as it's preached, Father. Don't let anything hinder the word from coming into our hearts and our minds. We thank you for it tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. We're so glad you came out tonight. Those of you that are at home, God bless you so much. This Sunday, 8:30, 10 a.m., 12 noon at St. Anthony's. We can't wait to be together again. God bless you. Have a great night. If you want prayer tonight, Pastor David's coming up here, and he's going to pray for you.